We have just moved into autumn, but it's hard not to wonder what this winter in the pandemic will look like. According to a new analysis made available to NPR by a group of researchers advising the CDC, this winter season may not be as bad as a lot of us had feared. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Rachel.
I mean, this sounds pretty good. Where exactly is this analysis coming from?
So, you know, this comes from the COVID-19 Scenario Modeling Hub. It combines 9 different mathematical models that project possible scenarios over the next 6 months. And for the first time, factors in the impact of vaccinating children ages 5 to 11, which could start as soon as November. I talked about the findings with Justin Lessler at the University of North Carolina. He helps run the hub. He's cautiously optimistic that the worst may really finally be behind us now.
Any of us who've been following this closely, given what happened with Delta, are going to be really cautious about too much optimism. But I do think that the trajectory is towards improvement for most of the country now, and I'm fairly confident that it'll continue to move that way.
In fact, the most likely scenario says that the number of people catching the virus every day would slowly but fairly continuously drop from about 140,000 today to about 9,000 a day by mid-March. And the number of people dying from COVID-19 would fall from about 1,500 a day now to far fewer than 100 a day by March. So better than where we were when everyone thought the pandemic was finally starting to be behind us early this summer.
As much as I'd like to just lean totally 100% into this optimism.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's true, though, that the pandemic has affected different parts of the country in different ways, right? So, you know, are we going to see all this improvement in some places and not in others?
Yeah, Rachel, you're totally right. According to the most likely scenario, the U.S. wouldn't go through another horrible winter surge like last year, but there are several important caveats. This is what the overall national trend would be. The modeling indicates that a lot of variation around the country could occur, with some states continuing to surge for possibly weeks. So things could still get worse in a lot of places before getting better. Lessler is especially worried about, like, Pennsylvania, for example. And hospitals are far from out of the woods yet. And this assumes, for example, that another possibly even more contagious variant doesn't explode.
Right.
But, you know, given all that, Lessler is still optimistic that the most optimistic scenario is the most likely.
I think a lot of people have been tending to think that with this surge that, okay, this just means it's never going to get better. And so maybe I just need to stop worrying about it and take the risk. But I think these projections show us, and the data shows us, that things are going to be getting better, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
All right. So let's talk about how he thinks this.
Yeah.
Why does he think this? Why wouldn't another bad surge happen?
Yes, that's a very good question. You know, you'd think it would surge again given what happened last winter and given the fact that respiratory viruses tend to spread more easily when the weather gets colder and people spend more time indoors. You know, kids are back in school. But Lessler thinks that at this point there's enough immunity in this country from a combination of enough people getting vaccinated and enough people just having been exposed to the virus at this point.
The biggest driver is immunity. We've seen a lot of Delta. We've seen really big Delta waves. You know, the virus has eaten up the susceptible people. So there are just are less people out there to infect. That's, of course, also driven by additional people getting vaccinated and other behavior change from mask wearing to other precautions. But I think the biggest driver is that accumulation of immunity.
But, you know, people have to keep getting vaccinated and taking those precautions to keep the pandemic in check as even more people develop immunity.
Yeah. So do other researchers agree with these findings?
You know, this is a very well-respected group that brings together many of the top disease modelers around the country, but everyone's pretty gun-shy about looking this far down the road, especially given how complicated this pandemic has been and how many curveballs the virus has already thrown at us. Here's Natalie Dean from Emory.
I hope it's true, but I can't shake a little unease I have about what could be coming.
You know, so like the rest of us, Dean is just keeping her fingers crossed.
Right, and just in seconds remaining, Rob, what's the latest on boosters?
Yeah, so a key CDC advisory group is starting a two-day meeting today about the Pfizer booster to see if they go along with the FDA's recommendation that's expected any time that a Pfizer booster be given to anyone over age 65 and older, anyone at high risk who got the Pfizer booster 6 months ago. So it's a possibility boosters could start rolling out later this week if things go according to plan.
Okay. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, thank you.
You bet, Rachel.